My name is Peter Maiden, and I'm photo coordinator for the San Francisco Bay Indie Media. I've been doing that for 4 years now. I really have a commitment to photographs of grassroots movements and protest movements in the Bay Area that I've been doing here with Indie Media. The show is going to be from June 15th to July 31st at the Reverie Cafe in the Haight, which is on Cole Street between Frederick and Carl.
Can you give some examples of the types of grassroots social movements that you have covered here in the Bay Area and also elsewhere around the country and around the world?
There were quite a variety of different places that I've been with my camera covering things for Indie Media. I've covered police brutality demonstration, boycott of Taco Bell. I've covered hotel workers striking at the Claremont Hotel in the East Bay, and I photographed the large demonstrations against the war in Iraq. I covered every major demo for the last period of time except for the March demos in 2003 when I unfortunately was down with pneumonia.
I wanted to ask you a little bit more about that, to talk just a bit about, you know, some of the themes, you know, artistically as well as politically, that run through the photography that people can expect to see and your greater body of work.
Well, I found that every demonstration or protest has some visual element which is compelling. United Farm Workers in Sacramento, what I photographed, had all red farm worker flags with the black eagle, and just the mass of those flags was beautiful, seen from the Capitol building. Other demonstrations have been very media-oriented so that they use signage and colors, graphics that appeal to the camera's image-finding sensibility. I always look for what is special about a particular event that I go to that I can convey with my camera.
The photographs within the mainstream media have very much, you know, created an impact on this country, in Iraq and around the world. Starting in this country with the woman who lost her job for taking photos of the coffins, moving on to the photographs of the torture that happened in Iraqi prisons by U.S. troops. I wanted to hear your thoughts a little bit on the importance of photography within a media movement.
Well, I think photographs can be very powerful. If I'm reminded by the recent photographs of Iraq, of images that came out of the Vietnam War, the one of a little girl who'd been napalmed running along a road, and also the one of the Viet Cong prisoner being shot by a South Vietnamese military officer. And those pictures had a big impact on the future of the Vietnam War, and the pictures of torture in Iraq will have a big impact on the war situation in Iraq. But as far as what the mainstream media usually does, I think the corporate media does not go to many of the events that we cover. They also, if they go, they seem sometimes not to care what kind of images they get. They are satisfied with a kind of mediocrity in covering these events. And I think it's unfortunate, but it creates a vacuum or a void that we can step into, and we are doing that. And these questions have been a matter of discussion with the photographers in this organization. And we want to project the point of view of the activists who put on a demonstration with our coverage, to get the reality of the demonstration and also add some aesthetic interpretation or inspiration to that in the photograph.
What about the power of the photo in the act of truth-telling? One of the things that comes to my mind as an example is, you know, back in February of 2003, you know, if you listen to police reports of the demonstrations, you would believe that there were tens of thousands of people in the streets here in the Bay Area. Again, you know, if you listen to the Pentagon's reports of what was happening in Baghdad, you would believe that all of the prisoners were, you know, in Iraq prisons, were treated kindly and with respect. Yet you have a point where those things become undeniable, and that's often when you have photography. And so I wanted to have your thoughts a little bit on that idea of, you know, the photo as being able to kind of break down the barriers and expose truth.
Well, the greatest example for that in my the history of my work is that once I went up to, on one of the major anti-war demonstrations, I flew in a helicopter and photographed the demonstration, and those photographs proved to the San Francisco Police Department that their estimates of crowds were way under and had become controversial. And they stopped, actually, because of these photos, these helicopter photos, they stopped making crowd estimates of demonstrations altogether, which I think was a great victory for us.
Another kind of thing that I often hear about, you know, when people talk about photography is kind of questions of authenticity. Is that something you think about, you know, about the originality of work? And is that something that you think or care about?
I think it depends on the context of how you're using the image. I've had images of mine worked on by graphic artists to create an advertisement for an organization that was helping the protest movement. And because it was an advertisement, the fact that they took pictures and parts of pictures and put them together to make one picture of something that never happened is okay. But I think that we're concerned that in news photos where you're trying to report what actually happened in the street, that it's not really okay to invent something to portray that. One of our people has said that you can take a crowd of 500 in Civic Center Plaza and clone them to make it look like you've got a crowd of 50,000, but that's, you know, if that's not what happened, you can't use that as a news photo.
I wanted to ask you a little bit about your thoughts on the role of artists in the creation of social change and grassroots movements.
I think that in the struggle for social justice, as I've experienced it, the ideological struggle is very, very important. And I think that art is a weapon in the ideological struggle, that you can make differences in how people think and perceive the world around them that can be quite profound from photographs and the way that we use them in our website. And I think that the aggregate of the photos continuously published that portray movements for social change sort of creates a world which is a counterforce to the corporate world, which is another different reality and truer reality than you find in the corporate media. And I've heard people say when I've been covering demonstrations and tell them I'm from indie media, they'll say, "Oh wow, you guys are our heroes. You know, you're out there all the time. You're covering all this stuff and in such a repressive atmosphere." And I feel strongly that in doing that, we're playing a very positive social role, which is not just media to be consumed. It's not media as a commodity, but we're selling ideas that are true and just and fair, the ideas of the people, the activists that put together these demonstrations, and I think that takes our audience a notch up as far as their consciousness of what their world is all about.
Okay, and when you're out at a demonstration or at an event taking photographs, what is your ideal scenario in terms of who views them and how they're used in the future?
Well, you know, we put up photos so fast. So there's a demonstration that goes from 12 to 1 in the afternoon. By the time you come home for dinner, it's up on the site a lot of times, and people appreciate that. They like to go to a demonstration and then come home and see the coverage of it. Other people like to see what's happened that they've missed. Certainly by Monday morning, everything that's happened over the weekend is available on the site, and people in their offices, I think, check in with our site and see what's new. Activists probably also learn how their demonstration might be, or their practice of making demonstrations might be fine-tuned to help the media create good images of it, and that they get that from looking at our site.
Obviously, right now is a very pivotal time in history on several different levels. We have kind of this exploding story of abuse and torture in Iraq. We have any number of exploding stories here domestically. It's an election year. There's kind of all of these things that are coming together to, I think, create a very important time in history. And I'm wondering if you can comment a bit on where things are headed, you know, and how, you know, artists and photographers and journalists can help us get there.
Well, I actually think that President Bush is losing the ideological struggle involved around his presidency because he lied. He lied about weapons of mass destruction, and they implied strongly that Al-Qaeda was connected with Iraq, which is another lie. And they claimed that our soldiers had the high moral ground, which turned out to be a big lie. And when people are lied to and they realize that, they find out it's made real to them what they've been lied to. It's hard to convince people sometimes that they're being fooled, but in these instances, everybody's convinced that they've been fooled. And I think that makes a difference as far as the future of the Bush presidency, and I'm hoping he won't be reelected. But that's just one step along the road. There's many, many things that we can accomplish in this ongoing work, and I'm hoping that we stay as strong as we are. I mean, a lot of times we have 4 or 5 photographers on one demonstration, all providing different points of view, and sometimes it's sort of like a Rashomon story where each reporter sees a different demonstration and reports it differently. But I think it's really positive, the amount of people that we're getting helping us out. We just had a photo workshop that was very successful, and I'm really feeling strongly that the organization is doing very well, and we hope to provide lots of good media in the future.
I want to give you just a couple of seconds to kind of elaborate. When you said, you know, beyond electoral politics, there's, you know, many things that we're hoping to accomplish, and I just was hoping you'd elaborate on that a little bit.
Well, there is no candidate for the president of the United States that can win the office who's against the war in Iraq. We're going to have to do that on our own. That's not going to come from the top down. We're going to have to continue to struggle to stop this outrageous war. And I think the fact that we had hundreds of thousands, I mean, put all together, probably in the millions of people on the streets and demonstrations against the war in the United States, I think we need to continue to work in that direction. That should be our most important focus.
Okay. Before I let you go, is there anything else you wanted to tell folks about Indie Media or about your showing or about the work that you're doing in the future?
Well, I would like for people to check out in my show how the coverage of a news event can also be of artistic merit, and that the images can stand aesthetically as well as politically as images. And I hope that everybody comes out and check it out. It's up for 6 weeks, and it's a very nice cafe that specializes in handling artwork, and they have a lovely back patio where you can sip tea, and everybody's welcome to come down.